The University of Wisconsin Stout is the first UW system school offering women's flag football as an athletic program.
The NFL and the Minnesota Vikings contributed to a partnership with UW Stout and five other NCAA schools to form a competitive league at the Division III level.
Bryant and Stratton College in Wauwatosa also has a women's flag football team, while Marion University, Beloit College, and Ripon College are among other private colleges in the state that plan to form teams in the future.
The sport of flag football is rising in popularity and will be part of the 2028 Olympic Summer Games in Los Angeles.
Stout just hosted the second competition of the season last weekend, with the Blue Devils splitting a four-game jamboree on their Menominee campus on Saturday 2-2.
We're checking in on the growth of the sport and how it's taking hold at UW Stout with the coach and two players.
Dewey Natz is director of athletics and head women's flag football coach at UW Stout. Allison Letcher is a senior on the women's flag football team who plays quarterback. And Adeline Lehman is a grad student from Mosinee, also on the team. I talked to them earlier this week. All right, Dewey, how did UW Stout get involved in this partnership with the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings, and these other colleges to start this flag football program?
You know, for over a year, we've been talking about it, but it really got more invested last spring and into the summer with talks with schools that were interested in being a part of it. And Minnesota Vikings organization, and early on the Packers were very involved as well. They have the draft coming up this month, so they're a little busy with that. So it's been a process, but it's been a great process. And now, because of their support, we're on the field and we're playing already, which is fantastic.
Allison, you've had a successful career at Stout on the basketball team, a Final Four, I understand. What made you want to add flag football to your athletic resume?
I've loved flag football, just actually football in general, since I was a little girl. Always asked my parents if I could play tackle football and do those sorts of things, but never really wanted to get injured for other sports. So when I saw flag football have the Flyers at Stout and get the opportunity to play football without as much of the physicality as tackle brings, I was like, this is right up my alley. I got so excited, and throughout the whole basketball season, I kept thinking about how exciting it's going to be to roll into a new sport, and it's been great these past couple weeks. Yeah.
Adeline, you've done track and field in the past. What brought you into flag football?
I grew up in a football family, and so when I was little, I remember playing catch and, I guess, tackling my brother. And then this early January, I think it was, I saw on TV there was a lot of, like, commercials for flag football, and specifically women's flag football. And so seeing that and also seeing the Flyers, I was like, I really need to give this a try.
And Dewey, lay out for us, for people who might be familiar with 11-on-11 tackle football, give us a taste of the different rules in this 5-on-5 non-contact flag version.
A lot of the basic rules are the same as the tackle game of football. A little bit of variations with the, in our league, decided to go 5-on-5 this year, so 5 versus 5. Everybody's eligible, including the center, which is a little bit different than the 11-on-11 version where linemen can't be eligible and go off or pass. But one of the other key pieces of it is the ball hits the ground, the ball is dead. And a lot of that is to prevent people from jumping and diving on the ground without pads and helmets and different things. So a lot of the different rules are safety-based, first down. The field that we're using this year is at 25 yards for a first down. So that's a little bit different. But as far as four plays to get a first down, we are not punting during this league this spring just because of the short variation. I know on normal flag, that's a part of it. We just, if you want to punt, you just say we're going to punt, put the ball at the 5 on the other end, coming back your direction. So a lot of the rules are a little bit safety-based, I guess. You can't flag guard. That's to prevent somebody from reaching down and doing some different things. So there's a little bit of that, but for the most part, it's football without pads.
Allison, what were some of the biggest things to learn coming into the game? You're an experienced athlete. You're obviously very familiar with the game of football. What kind of things did you have to do to catch on to this game?
you know, from the beginning, I wanted to be one of the quarterbacks for the team. So I had to adapt to the rules that come along with that. You know, there's a rusher that can only stand at the 7 yard line and they can rush whenever, but I only have 5 seconds to throw. So, I kind of have to decide, you know, am I going to take off when there's a rusher coming, or am I going to sit back in the pocket and let the seconds count? And I really had to learn the kind of route development that happens too with football. I haven't, dove deep into the sport as much as I've had to in these past couple of weeks. So it's been really fun to watch my, wide receivers develop, and then also just follow the rushing rules and the second count rules too. So.
And Adeline, what was new or unfamiliar for you with the sport that you had to pick up?
I think one new rule that is a little different is there's certain times when you can't run the ball. And even this past weekend, only being the second week of actually playing, we kind of started to actually learn that rule. So it's just overall, there's a lot of new rules that are different. So it's kind of a learning curve in that sense.
We're talking about the first ever women's flag football team at UW Stout. Our guests are Coach Dewey Natz and players Allison Letcher and Adeline Lehman. Dewey, what is your hope for the flag football program at Stout in the years to come?
Well, looking into the future, I think this season has exceeded any and all expectations that we maybe would have even had thinking about this last fall when we started looking at having this and participating. We wanted to be leaders for this opportunity, providing the opportunity for women to participate in a sport that they haven't been able to do before. And I think our players in some of the other interviews have talked about the fact that by them playing, they hope that this opens doors down the road for young girls out there in the state of Wisconsin and Minnesota and across the land that, hey, give football a shot, you can. And so my hope is it continues to grow. And all indications are it's going to explode. And we've seen that at the high school level and in different places already. So my hope is it continues to go that way. And we are excited that we're a part of it right now already. So,
Adeline, I was at the Jamboree there on Saturday, full disclosure. I have a daughter on one of the other teams that was at the event. I was impressed. A lot of people there, a lot of enthusiasm from UW Stout fans and your team. What kind of reaction, what kind of support have you seen so far, Adeline?
Definitely a lot of support and interest, not only in us girls, but also in fans. I think this weekend there was a really great environment. A lot of people showed up to support us. So that's been really cool. Yeah.
And Allison, are you finding yourself recruiting, watching for other potential flag football players at school?
I definitely, at the beginning of the season, was looking at different sports and, trying to be like, you seem athletic, come play flag football and this and that. But at the end of the day, the team that ended up getting put together has been absolutely incredible. And I've loved getting to meet and develop relationships with, the soccer players and also people that have never played a sport before. It's been incredible. And Dewey has done a great job putting the team together. And I'm sure he'll continue to do a great job.
Dewey, we're seeing more attention at the high school level. The Packers have put some funding into that. We're hearing reports of big growth at the high school level for girls flag football. Are you seeing that kind of infrastructure building out there that's going to eventually, help you at the college level?
Yeah, and I think that's the initial piece from the NFL and the Vikings and the Packers organizations of providing that seed money to get us going. Without that, I think we would still be just talking about it this year. When you look at sports modules and adding sports, there's pieces of that puzzle that need to come together. And one of them is the financial piece. And because of their support, we were able to move right away and have a competitive season this year. So in the future now, we will work on budgeting and planning to have this team continue to be part of our sports module and how we do that and support it financially, so we can continue to grow. So,
And I want to get a pitch from both of the athletes now. If you had a chance to talk to high school students, maybe girls, what would you say to encourage them to try flag football? Adeline, let's start with you.
Oh, gosh. I would just, for lack of a better word, I would just say it's so fun. There's really not another sport for women like it. So I think just try it. And if you don't like it, you can, you know, learn from that and then not do it. But I have a feeling a lot of people would fall in love with flag football.
And Allison, your pitch.
I agree. I think you just got to give it a shot. And it's unlike any other sport that I've ever gotten to play. I think a lot of young girls will love it. And I think it'll continue to develop into something really special.
And we'll leave it there. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Adeline, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
And Dewey, thank you, and have a great tournament.
Yeah, thank you.
Dewey Natz is the director of athletics and head coach of UW-Stout's first ever women's flag football team. And Allison Letcher and Adeline Lehman are players on the inaugural Blue Devils team.